This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The toll from a Russian airstrike on a government building in the Ukrainian port city of Mykolaiv has risen to over 30 dead, according to Ukrainian officials. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Rescuers searched through the rubble, navigating through big chunks of concrete sticking out from the ground. The blocks once formed part of a nine-story building which housed the office of the regional governor, Vitaly Kim. Emergency workers scramble as they find a body in the wreckage. It takes four men to carry the dead victim in a hammock-like stretcher as his legs dangle out from the front. Mykolaiv, a strategically important city en route to Ukraine's largest port of Odessa, has withstood weeks of shelling by Russian forces. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russian soldiers of deliberately mining areas in northern Ukraine as they withdraw or are pushed out by Ukrainian forces. Ukraine says its troops have retaken control of more than 30 towns and villages in the Kyiv region since Russia announced this week it would scale down its operations around the capital and in the neighboring northern region of Chernihiv. Russia says it plans to focus on battles in the east. Zelensky said Russians are planting mines in homes, equipments, and even the bodies of the dead. The Ukrainian Defense Ministry did not return a request for comment on those allegations. The governor of Chernihiv also on Saturday accused Russian troops of planting mines in villages, and those charges have not been independently verified. On Saturday, emergency services told people in Kyiv's region's newly liberated zones to be vigilant, saying more than 1,500 explosives had been found in one day.